Well, I am glad that it did not snow a foot today.
我非常高兴今天没有下一尺大的雪。
And I'm very happy we did not have to cancel our church service.
所以今天我们不必取消今天的这个崇拜的事。
It's always a blessing to see you.
能够看到大家总是一件让我非常觉得很祝福的事情。
Before I preach about Romans 8, I need to tell you a story.
在我讲罗马书第八章之前，我想给大家讲一个故事。
This happened in Canada in 1983.
在1983年，这个故事发生在1983年的加拿大。
An old man found a bald eagle that was injured.
有一个老人呢，他发现了一只受伤的白头鹰。
He then did a good thing and a bad thing.
那么他做了一件好事呢，也做了一件坏事。
The good thing he did was he nursed the eagle back to health.
那么好事是他把这只白头鹰给治好了，而且给他喂养，让他能够恢复健康。
The bad thing he did was to attach a 20-foot steel chain to the eagle's ankle.
那么坏事呢，他把一根20英尺的一个铁链拴在这个白头鹰的腿脚上。
He drove a steel spike into the ground and attached the other end of the chain to the steel spike.
然后他把这个铁锁的铁链的另一头用一根很长的铁钉深深的钉在地里。
And so he captured the eagle to keep it for his own pet.
所以他就把这个白头鹰做成了自己的宠物。
Day after day and year after year, the eagle walked in 20-foot circle around the stake.
所以日复一日，年复一年，这只白头鹰只能围绕这个20英寸的这个半径的这个打圈。
After a few years, the old man died.
那么几年以后呢，这个老人去世了。
When he died, people came to his house and found the eagle.
那么他死了以后呢，人们来到他的房间，发现了这只白头鹰。
And so they came and they cut the chain that was on the eagle's ankle and released it from its prison.
所以人们就把这个铁链给砍断了，然后想把它给把这个鹰给放走。
But something really sad happened just after that.
但是一件非常不幸的事情发生了。
Although the eagle was free and was well, it just continued to walk in the 20-foot circle.
这只鹰虽然现在已经自由了，已经能够飞了，但是他还是只能围着原地打圈。
The eagle had forgotten that he was an eagle and that he knew how to fly.
因为这只老鹰已经忘记了该怎么飞。
As I talk about Romans chapter 8, we'll find out if you and I are that eagle or not.
所以我们接下来要讲的罗马书第八章，就是要问我们自己是不是那只老鹰。
The first verses we read said that Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death.
那么这个第一节经文是说耶稣已经把我们从罪和律法中给释放出来了。
The first seven chapters in the book of Romans talk about what life is like without Christ.
那么罗马书的前七章讲了如果一个没有基督的生命会是一个什么样的生命，什么样的光景。
Before we give our lives to Christ, we live in a cycle of sin.
在接受主耶稣之前，我们生活在一个罪恶的恶性循环里面。
We first are tempted to do something we should not do.
我们经常被引诱去做一些我们不应该做的事情。
And then in a moment of weakness, we do or say the thing that we should not do.
在软弱的时候，我们说一些我们不该说的事情，做一些不该做的事情。
Then we feel guilty and convicted, and we ask God to forgive us.
然后我们就感到非常内疚，非常的有罪恶感，于是我们就要求呼求上帝来宽恕我们。
And God forgives us.
当然，上帝的确宽恕了我们。
And then we feel tempted again.
但是呢，我们接下来又一次的被私欲引诱。
And then we sin again, and then we feel terrible, and then we ask for forgiveness again.
然后我们又一次犯罪，又一次寻求上帝的这个宽恕。
So we're living in this endless cycle of failure and repentance and forgiveness and failure.
所以我们就活在这样一个失败、忏悔、赦免，然后再次失败这么一个恶性循环里面。
So Paul, as he comes to chapter 8 in his letter to the church in Rome, says something has changed.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章说, 有个事情已经改变了这一切。
Jesus Christ has come in, and he's given his life on the cross.
因为耶稣已经在十字架上把他的生命给献上了。
And for those of us who put our faith in Christ, the power of sin has been broken.
对于那些相信耶稣的人, 那么罪恶的权势已经被粉碎了。
And here it says, Jesus Christ, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
第二章说, 因为赐生命圣灵的律法在耶稣基督里释放了我, 使我脱离罪和死的律了。
And the goal of this is so that you and I can live a life that brings glory to God.
所以这一切的目的是我们可以活一个荣耀主的生活。
It's great news when he says there's no longer any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
这里说, 在基督耶稣里的不定罪了, 这是多么大的一个福音呢?
This word condemnation is not just the opposite of being guilty and suffering the eternal consequences of our sin.
那么这个不定罪的这个反面并不是这个感觉罪恶感, 而已。
Instead of condemnation, we actually receive the gift of God's righteousness as a gift to us.
那么我们不仅仅是不被定罪, 我们还从神那里接受他赐给我们的礼物。
So instead of the wrath of God, which Paul talked about in the first chapters, now we have the grace of God.
所以不仅我们没有神的震怒, 我们反而有神的恩典在我们身上。
Paul again and again tells us there's only one power on earth that can break this cycle of sin that we're in.
保罗一次又一次地告诉我们, 在这个世上只有一件事情能够让我们打碎这样一个恶性循环。
Two times in one sentence, he says, in Christ Jesus, we are set free.
在一句经文里, 他两次说, 在耶稣基督里我们不再定罪了, 我们已经自由了。
That is how God sets people free from this circular kind of life that we live in.
这就是神如何让我们从这个恶性循环里面给解救出来的办法。
So now I want you to put yourself in the place of the eagle again.
所以把你自己设想成那个老鹰的这个地位。
Whatever the cycle that you walked in, whether it was depression or insecurity or fear, Jesus Christ has cut the chain so that you don't have to live in that cycle anymore.
不论你所处的那个恶性循环是失望、不安还是恐惧, 耶稣已经把这个恶性循环的铁链给粉碎掉了。
But the question now is, what are we doing with our freedom?
但是接下来问题是, 我们该如何运用我们的自由呢?
As Paul wrote to these real Christians in the real church in Rome, he said, now there's something you could do that was never possible for you before.
那么保罗对罗马的教会的信徒说, 现在你们可以做一些你们以前想都不敢想的事情。
You can fulfill the righteous requirements of God's holy law.
你可以满足神所定的义。
Listen again to verses 5 through 8. For those who live according to the spirit of the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the spirit set their minds on the things of the spirit. For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
那么罗马书第八章五到八节说, 因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事, 随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事, 体贴肉体的就是死, 体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安, 原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇, 因为不服神的律法也是不能服, 而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
As strong as Paul was, he said in Romans 7 that he was too weak to say no to his own desires and yes to the desires of God for his life.
在前七章中说, 保罗说, 他自己实在是太软弱了, 他不能对罪和私欲说不, 也不能对神的这个要求说是。
James said in his letter in the New Testament that when we sin, we're led astray by our own evil desires.
那么雅各书也说，我们是被自己的罪所偏离正路的。
We really should never blame other people, or especially we should never blame God when we go astray.
当我们偏离正路的时候，我们不要去埋怨别人，尤其不要埋怨神。
James is saying that this is my desire, which I was too weak to say no to.
因为雅各说这一切的根源都是来自于自己的私欲，所以我不能对罪和引诱说不。
So we need a strength that comes from somewhere outside ourselves, a power that's not in us until Christ comes and lives in us.
所以我们只能从我们之外，我们身体之外去寻找一个力量，才能让我们能够得以解救，那就是耶稣基督。
So Paul said before you gave in to your desires, but now you have the mind of the Spirit.
保罗说，在之前你是顺服你的罪和私欲，可是现在你已经有耶稣的心为心了。
He's been given to every Christian a new way to focus our lives on the things that God desires.
那么耶稣基督给了每一个人一个新的一个观点，一个新的一个心思意念，让我们能够重新把我们的生活聚焦。
I'm trying to eat healthier food in this new year.
那么我的这个新年的计划就是想吃得更健康一点。
What happens as soon as you decide to eat healthier food?
但是问题是，当你刚刚想去吃得健康一点的时候呢？
You start to think about Christmas cookies all the time.
你就开始想这个圣诞节的这些糕点啊、糖果了。
As soon as you begin to think, I'm not going to be fearful anymore.
当你说我不再恐惧了。
The natural thing that happens is you begin to think about everything that frightens you.
可是呢，马上你就会想到一切那些让你担惊受怕的事情。
And the difficulty is that we get stuck thinking about these things that tempt us.
所以我们的问题是，我们总是不得不去想那些那个让我们揪心的事情，让我们心思无法摆开的那些事情。
But Paul said, now that Jesus has given us the mind of the Spirit, we now can focus on what God desires and not on what I want.
所以保罗告诉我们，现在我们有了基督的心思意念，我们有基督的思想，所以我们能够想神所要我们所想的事情，而不是我们自己所要想的事情。
And you know the Holy Spirit, He lives inside of every Christian.
因为圣灵住在每个基督徒的心里面。
He's like one of those new luxury cars with the GPS already built in.
就像那种豪华车，已经有 GPS， 有全球导航系统了。
Only now it's not a global positioning system. Go ahead. It is a God positioning system.
但是，与其说是全球定位系统，实际上是上帝定位系统。
So now, when you think about the things that frighten you, the Holy Spirit reminds me, but God lives in me.
所以当你再一次感到恐惧的时候，你要说，上帝住在我里面。
God can defeat the things that frighten me.
上帝能够击败那一切让我恐惧的事情。
The pleasure I have in God's presence and fellowship is more precious to me than the other things that tempt me.
那么能够跟上帝相交，那么一个交通，这么一个喜乐，胜过世上一切的诱惑。
So Paul is saying that the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace.
所以说，体贴圣灵的人，他就会有生命和平安。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness and self-control.
我们都知道，圣灵的这个果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈。良善、信实、自制、温柔、节制。
These things begin to rule my life instead of the things that once ruled my life.
所以呢，现在是这些东西，这些圣灵的果子占据我的生命，而不是你以前那些乱七八糟东西来占据我的生命。
So Paul said, you're no longer ruled by your desires, but by God's Spirit who lives in you. People who don't have the Spirit of Christ in them don't belong to him.
所以保罗说，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体了，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
It says in verse 10 that God raised Jesus to life, and God's Spirit now lives in you, and He will raise you to life by His Spirit.
那么，第十节说，基督灵住在里面，因为上帝使基督复活了，所以他也同样能够让你复活。
I want you to think of the life of the Spirit as the wind of the Spirit. The life of the Spirit is the wind of the Spirit.
所以圣灵的生命实际上是一种圣灵带来一种风。
The wind is symbolic of God the Holy Spirit's presence in a person's life.
那么这个圣灵这个风就代表这个圣灵在里面跟信徒在一起。
As the eagle was still walking, sadly in the circle, he had lost his ability to feel the wind underneath his wings to lift him.
所以当那只老鹰每天在这个圈子里走来走去的时候，他已经感受不到在他翅膀之下那股风了。
So as a Christian, you may not be feeling the power of God's Spirit to help you actually live the new life that Jesus has given you.
所以当如果你感受不到神已经把这一切的这个生病的这个能力给你的时候，
Many Christians, though we are free from this old cycle we used to walk in, are still walking in the same circle.
所以很多基督徒就只能在原地打转。
We still are tempted, and then we're weak, and then we do the wrong thing, and then we repent, and we just keep going around and around.
所以我们只能是被引诱、犯罪、悔罪，然后再一次又犯罪。
So now you have new information from the Word of God.
但是现在你们从神的话语里得到一个新的信息。
Jesus created you in the Spirit to fly, to soar.
那么耶稣基督在灵里面能够让你能够飞翔，能够让你翱翔起来。
And the question is, will you continue to walk in the circle, or will you allow God to lift you into living the life Christ has given you?
但所以给你的问题是，你是愿意继续在原地打转呢，还是愿意张开翅膀，让神的风让你飞起来？
Paul is saying, you are an eagle, and you have an obligation to fly.
保罗说：“你是一只老鹰，你有义务飞起来。”
In these verses 12 and 13 and 14, he says, "My dear friends, we must not live to satisfy our desires. If we do, you will die. But you will live if, by the help of God's Spirit, you say no to your desires. Only those people who are led by God's Spirit are His children."
那么在第十二节和第十四节中说：“弟兄姊妹，这样看来，我们不必随从。”罪恶的本性活着，你们如果随着罪恶的本性活着，必定死亡；但如果靠着圣灵除去身体的恶行，就必活着。因为凡有上帝的圣灵引导人，都是上帝的儿女。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul told the Corinthians, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here."
在哥林多后书五章十七节是这么说。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So as a Christian, this is wonderful news.
所以对基督徒来说，这是个很好的消息。
The power of God can allow you to refocus your thinking so that you want to please God.
所以神的灵能够，神的大能能够让你重新把你的生活重新聚焦，能够让你飞起来。
Pleasing God gives you peace and joy and fellowship with God the Holy Spirit.
让神喜悦的时候，你也可以得到喜乐平安。
And that's why Paul said, "No longer live to satisfy your desires."
所以保罗说，你不要再活着去满足你的私欲了。
That old life isn't good enough for you anymore.
因为这种生活方式对你没有任何的好处。
So the reason we say no to our desires is not because we're denying ourselves from something that's fun to do.
所以当你对罪恶说不的时候，还不仅仅是一种否定某个事情的问题。
We're saying no to our desires because God has given us a better life in Christ.
我们之所以去否定那些罪恶，是因为神给了我们一个更好的东西。
The look at the price and the reward that comes with living this new life of Christ.
我们看一看，当我们活着这样的新的生命的时候，神给我们是多么大的奖赏。
Verses 15 through 17. God's Spirit does not make us slaves who are afraid of Him. Instead, we become His children and call Him Father. God's Spirit makes us sure that we are His children. His Spirit lets us know that together with Christ, we will be given what God has promised. We will also share in the glory of Christ because we have suffered with Him.
15到17节说，你们接受的圣灵不是使你们做奴隶，仍旧害怕，而是使你们做儿子，可以称上帝为父亲。圣灵亲自与我们的心一同见证，我们是上帝的儿女。既然我们是儿女，就是继承人，就是上帝的后嗣，并且与基督同作后嗣。所以，如果现在我们与基督一同受苦，将来也必和他一同得荣耀。
When I walk in that old circle of spiritual failure, I'm always insecure about my relationship with God.
当我继续走在那个怪，在这个恶性循环里，继续经受这种属灵上的失败的时候，实际上我遭损的是我跟上帝的关系。
When by God's strength and power I say no to my desires and yes to the Spirit, I feel God's fellowship.
但是当靠着我靠着上帝的灵上帝的能力能够对罪恶说不的时候对上帝的旨意说是的时候那么我经历的是上帝给我的喜乐。
The love of God is no longer just a nice intellectual idea.
所以那么这个神的爱就不再是一个机械的一个那么昙花一现的一个念头了。
The love of God is something I can feel, like the love of the dearest people in my life.
那么神的爱就像那我生命中那些最亲爱的人能给我的爱一样，能不能真实的感受到？
Paul says, we now can call God Abba, which means daddy.
神说，我们现在可以称上帝为父亲，或者说就是爸爸。
We feel the closeness of His love and protection and His fellowship.
这说明我们跟上帝的这样一个保护，我们跟他的这么一个亲近是多么的好。
In my old cycle of failure and sin, I worried about my future with God.
但是如果我继续活在那个恶性的循环里，那我所担心的就是我将来的未来，我跟上帝会怎么解决？
But when I live this new life in the Spirit, I know that I have a future in heaven forever with Jesus Christ.
但一旦我能够接受上帝的能力，我就知道我的未来是跟神在一起。
When I ask people, are you going to heaven someday?
当你去问，你能确定你某天会去天堂吗？
Most people say something to me like, well, I hope so.
很多人说，我希望我能够上天堂吧。
Some people say, I certainly would like to go to heaven someday.
有的人会说，我至少我愿意上天堂。
But the Christian who walks in the Spirit says, I know I'm going to heaven someday.
但是那些行在圣灵里的基督徒知道，他们深信确信自己一定会去在天堂里。
This is not because we're self-righteous and proud.
这不是因为我们是自义的，我们很骄傲，我们很自豪，不是这样。
It's because we walk with Jesus and He promised that He would give us heaven as a gift of His grace.
这是因为我们跟耶稣同行，而且耶稣已经答应给我们，他一定在天堂里和我们在一起。
Not only that, but He's also promised that He will share His glory because we have suffered with Him.
他也承诺我们一同跟他得荣耀，因为我们跟他一同受过苦。
Our relationship with Christ is not just for good, easy times when nothing challenges my life.
所以我们跟神的关系不是说在顺境里，当生活没有什么波折、没有什么困难的时候，我就享受那种甜蜜的感觉。
The power of God's Spirit to make your life soar is really seen in moments when you're suffering.
那种给你能够翱翔的能力，是在你受苦的时候是体现的最真切。
When you're ill or poor or lonely, that's when God's Spirit gives you the most hope and the most life.
当你生病的时候，当你贫穷的时候，当你孤单的时候，上帝的灵是最真切的。
Well, I'll go back to what finally happened to our eagle.
好，那么我接下来讲讲那个后来那个老鹰发生了什么事情。
Someone came from the Department of Natural Resources in Canada who knew a lot about eagles.
那么呢，从加拿大这个自然资源保护协会就来了一个人，他是这个老鹰的专家。
And he put on these thick leather sleeves and gloves.
那他戴了这个 沾满了羽毛的这个手套和这个和袖套。
And he picked up the eagle and he threw it up into the air.
他把这个老鹰给拾起来，然后把它扔到天上。
And the eagle flapped its wings and fell back to the ground.
当然，这老鹰开始就是只剩扇下两个翅膀，然后再一次跌落在地面上。
So he picked the eagle up again and he threw it up in the air again.
可这个人再一次把这个老鹰给拾起来，又丢起来，又丢在空中。
The eagle flew a few feet and fell back to the ground.
那这次老鹰能够飞个几尺，但是呢又掉下去了。
Well, he just kept throwing the eagle up over and over again until the eagle flew away.
但是这个人就锲而不舍地一次一次把老鹰给丢到空中，一直到老鹰可以飞起来。
If God the Holy Spirit throws you up into the air,
如果上帝灵能够把你能够抛到空中
and you only last about a week and then you fall again.
也许你只能坚持几个礼拜，然后你又跌倒了。
Don't give up.
不要灰心。
Don't quit.
不要退却。
Don't be discouraged.
不要失望。
He'll throw you up in the air again.
因为上帝会再次把你给抛起来。
God the Holy Spirit will keep lifting you and throwing you into the air until you learn to fly in the power of God's Spirit.
那么上帝的灵会一次一次把你给托起来，把你给抛起来，直到你学会如何去飞翔。
He will help you break out of the circle that you've been walking in, if that's been your experience.
他一定能够把你从那个恶训的循环的铁链里面给解救出来。
If you have never asked Jesus Christ to forgive your sins and cut the chain that holds you in the circle, ask him to forgive you today.
如果你从来没有向耶稣基督祈求过宽恕罪得赦免，从来没有要他帮助你把这个铁链解开的时候，那么我请你今天就向他呼求吧。
If as a Christian you were made to fly in the Spirit and walk with God in holiness, but you've been walking in that circle, ask the Spirit to lift you today out of the cycle that you've been in.
如果你是个基督徒，但是你仍然是在这个原地打转那只老鹰的话，那么你也可以求上帝再次把你给抛起来。
Enjoy the love and the fellowship of God in your everyday life.
在每天的生活中去享受神的交通与神的爱。
Thank God for the victories that He's going to give you when you say no to those desires and yes to God.
当你能够对罪和私欲说不，对上帝说是的时候，让我们一起来庆祝上帝的胜利吧。
In Christ, you are an eagle.
在基督里，你就是一只老鹰。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, thank you for the freedom we have in Jesus Christ.
主啊，感谢你给我们这样在基督里的自由。
Thank you that we no longer have condemnation.
感谢你，我们不再被定罪。
But instead, we have the grace and forgiveness of Jesus Christ.
我们有了恩典和你的赎罪在基督里。
Thank you, Lord, that you have broken the chain that held us in this circle that we live in.
主啊，感谢你。粉碎了铁链，让我们不要在原地打转，做恶性的循环。
Thank you for the truth from your word that we are free in Jesus Christ.
感谢你给我们真理，这个圣灵的真理，让我们知道我们在基督里是可以飞翔的。
Lift us off the ground by the wind of your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵的力量把我们给托起来。
Help us to not just walk but fly with Christ.
不仅是跟基督一起走，而且能跟基督一起飞。
Teach us to feel the love and fellowship of God the Holy Spirit.
告诉我们该如何去经历上帝的同在和上帝的爱。
To have the security and the peace that comes from your promise that you love us and you will take us home with you one day.
让我们在你的应许里面得到平安和喜乐，因为你有一天一定会把我们接到天家。
We thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.